Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Willoughby.
That would be a little weird.
No one would think to have to put a Strange Brew there.
Brewby? Willabrew?
Willabrew.
Willabrewby. Willbrewby?
Willabrewby. No, okay.
Willabrew.
It doesn't work.
Willabrew.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away. StrangeBrewCoffeeHouse.com. And you can have it shipped right to your door, and you can be brewing this great coffee each and every morning. And every time you take a sip of that coffee, you can just go, I helped the Bulldog Initiative today. Don't you want to be able to do that? So, you can also do that when you make a quick call to my friend Camden Baker over at Pip Printing and Signs. If you're a Mississippi State fan and you're a business owner, this is a deal you simply cannot pass up. It is an opportunity for you to help the Bulldog Initiative without spending any extra money. You already spend money on printing. So give your business to Pip Printing and Signs. 30 years of experience helping businesses just like yours with signage, with mailers, with envelopes and banners, graphics, anything you need. And then when they make that sale with you, 10% of that goes straight to the Bulldog Initiative in your business's name. So if you run a business, you can be listed as a Bulldog Initiative sponsor without spending any more money than you're already spending right now. That's a no-lose deal. Call Camden Baker at 601-499-5216. He'll get you taken care of. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com, the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Great sale going on. I've tweeted about it a couple of times. Check my Twitter for that link if you haven't seen it already. But they have got a ton of items on sale. Some things more than 50% off. A variety of polos, T-shirts, hats, all sorts of great gear. It's right there at collegecornerstore.com. So check that out. But also, you know, if you're just looking in the, you know, if what you want is there at College Corner, then grab it, man. Get you a new polo. It's time to get you that new State Script or Interlocking or M over S polo. Time to update your wardrobe. Mississippi State's updating the offense. You need to update the wardrobe. All right. If Jeff Lebby can show off the swag, so can you. So do it today with a trip to College Corner. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant, and it's the place to find the best meal in town for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch. It's all right there at Restaurant Tyler. When I'm thinking about lunch, I'm thinking about Restaurant Tyler. I love a good blue plate. Nobody's got a better selection of meats and veggies than do the good folks over at Restaurant Tyler. I would mention getting a dessert, but man, those desserts will knock you out. I'm going to tell you, if you're going for dinner, get dessert, but for lunch, I can't recommend, unless you got nothing to do. You're just a lazy bum. You're just eating lunch and going back home. Then by all means, get a stuffed pancake. You'll take a great nap, I promise. That's a knock you out dessert. So if you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, if you live here in Starkville and it's time for lunch, it's time to go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations throughout central Mississippi. They're here to serve you. Go to PriorityOneBank.com. Find the location nearest you, and also take a look at all the financial services that Priority One Bank offers. You're going to be very surprised, I think, pleasantly surprised with what you see. I think you're probably thinking, okay, this is a small town community bank. You know, obviously checking and savings accounts, and that's going to be all. No, it's a lot more than that at Priority One Bank. A quick trip to the website, PriorityOneBank.com, will show you how they can help you manage your money. They give you all of the financial services that you can get at any big corporate bank, but they give you the service you expect when you're talking about your neighbors in the community. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It's a recruiting kind of day here on Thunder and Lightning. We've got three sports worth of recruiting to talk about. We've got the portal. We've got actual high school kids. We got it all today, Robbie. And we picked up some recruiting news earlier on Monday afternoon. One of the guys here in the state of Mississippi that we've kind of had our eye on to make a commitment to Mississippi State for quite some time. He did exactly that. And that is Velma Jackson linebacker Tyshawn Willis, four-star kid, as a pass rush specialist. He has been long rumored to be a lean towards Mississippi State, and now he's officially committed to Mississippi State. This is a guy that I feel like Mississippi State has had their eye on for quite some time, and it really did feel like just a matter of time before he was added to the Bulldog class. Currently ranked as the number 9 player in the state this year. The talent level in the state this year is very, very high. When you're talking about, you've got a 5-star kid, and then you've got, 9 4-star kids, and then a bunch of kids who very soon probably will be moved up to 4-star status. You could have 13 or 14 4-star kids in the state this year. Willis is right there among the thick of them, and he gives state something they really need in the future, and that is a legitimate every-down pass rusher.
Yeah, for sure. And this is one of those guys that in the state of Mississippi is just a man among boys against the teams that he goes up against, and just an absolute athlete. I watched him play in the state championship game against Biggersville, and just an absolute stud of an athlete. One of those guys that you can really kind of use in multiple ways on that level, but he's going to be playing linebacker at Mississippi State. And in a scheme like they had been running, he would be like your Sam linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's probably going to end up at the Jack spot, is what they call it in Coleman Hutzler's defense. But a guy that just is tough, physical, athletic, typical Mississippi linebacker. When you look at some of those linebackers in the past that have played multiple positions on the defensive side, the guys that grow into that position, the John Lewis's, the, you know, Tyrus Weed, I know, was a junior college guy, but you get my drift there. Those kind of guys that have been really good linebackers, been Ardrant McKinney. This is a guy that I think can grow into another great linebacker at Mississippi State, and has all the ability, the athleticism, the nose for the football at linebacker. I think he's going to be tremendous. This is a player that he just picked up an offer from Missouri. I think recently Ole Miss was after him really hard. It was probably going to be a Mississippi battle regardless, but he was getting set to blow up, and he might still blow up. But I like this get early on in the process. This is the first really big get on the defensive side of the ball, I think, for this staff.
His stats from last season are just silly. I mean, to the point where you almost question. Because they're just...
And I think you have to preface that with he played in 1A. Football.
Played in 1A football, no doubt.
But he did what he had to do. He did what SEC athletes playing on that level do. He dominated.
Right. 113 tackles, 30 of them for loss, and 20 and a half sacks in leading Velma Jackson to the state championship game. Those are just absurd.
Yeah.
So, if he's.
By the way, that state championship game was the best that I've seen in a while against Biggersville.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those games that neither team could stop the other. I don't think that was a Tyshawn Willis problem. I just think both of them were really good on offense. And he was kind of part of that on offense. But it was like, let me see the score. It was 53-49.
Mm.
And it was just a back and forth. Like it was awesome. So,
I mean, big time player. I mean, and like I said, you know, after what happened last year in the state on the defensive line, with state really only getting Terrence Hibbler from that group, state needed to get back into the game with some of these defensive players. Willis is a good start. Kevin Otis is likely to be a Bulldog at some point. People feel pretty good about him. And then, you know, it's going to be kind of, I guess, wait and see with the rest of the guys on the defensive side of the ball. Tyler Lockhart is the guy that they feel pretty good about coming to Mississippi State. Cortez Thomas is the guy they feel pretty good about being at Mississippi State. Reginald Vaughn's an interesting one. He was on campus this weekend out of Hartfield Academy. Kind of the same situation, right? A guy playing, not playing at a school you would normally associate with SEC defensive linemen, but he does what we're talking about. He stands out, and he's a dominant player there for Hartfield. So some big time, as there always is in this state, there's some big time prospects, and State looks like they're in a much better spot this year than they were a year ago, which is fascinating because last year with Arnett having been here for 4 years, you think they would have been in better position with some of those guys. Instead, not only were they not in good position, you had a number of those guys where it was just simple, oh, well, they were never coming to Mississippi State, which I thought was a really terrible excuse throughout the process. I think you and I argued about that a little bit at one time. To me, that's not an acceptable answer to why didn't we get to, you know, look, Ole Miss recruited him harder. He felt more comfortable at Ole Miss. He felt more comfortable at LSU. He felt blah, blah, blah. I don't care. That's fine. We just couldn't get in the game with him is not an acceptable answer for why you couldn't recruit a guy, especially here in the state of Mississippi at Mississippi State University, a program that is built, that's foundation on getting the in-state talent. So looks like this year, you know, when we look at the on-three top 10, State likely, I would say is the favorite right now for Caleb Cunningham, obviously. Kamario Taylor, number 5 in the state, obviously already committed. Lockhart, probably going to end up at Mississippi State. Willis committed to Mississippi State. Mario Nash is the guy I think you and I both feel ends up at Mississippi State. That's 5 of the top 10. And could they flip a guy like Tyler Miller, you know, who's out of Laurel? I have to assume Charles Cross at some point will make a phone call and be like, hey, kid, what are you doing? Committed to LSU. Could possibly flip that guy. You could end up with 6 of the top 10 in a good year in the state of Mississippi.
Yeah, and the most important thing I think is State needed some kind of like good news with defensive recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a topic of concern for this staff so far. They just haven't really been able to make headway. You know, AJ Rice committed fairly early, but I think they were going to get him regardless. You need a little bit of momentum on that side of the ball because I don't think anybody's really concerned about your offensive recruiting right now. It's the defense that really needs to make a name for itself here with the staff, and they're off to a good start. I think they got 2 really good defenders already on board, and let's see if they can keep it rolling.
Then we have the transfer portal. It's still transfer portal. Let's talk about the guy who's in, and that sort of caught us off guard. But first off, let's give Jeff Lebby some props in that. He was asked about the transfer portal, like, where do you think you might want to upgrade? And Lebby, throughout the spring, has been kind of a really coach-speaky guy, not giving you a ton of info in his answers to your questions. But when asked that, he just came right out and was like, yeah, running back, pass rusher, offensive line, cornerback. Just came out and said the positions he's looking at. I was surprised by that. And then he went out and got a cornerback, Diego Brumfield from Memphis, who was a starter for the Tigers last year. Prior to that, he was in an NAIA school where he was a starter for them as well. Look, I'm not a huge fan of the whole let's get the Memphis secondary down here to Starkville and see how it pans out, but this guy does at least look like he's been a decent player in his couple years in college and can maybe be a contributor for Mississippi State. I'm interested to see how it pans out, but I don't know that this is the last cornerback they would take if they could get another one in, but they were at least able to address that and get some more depth into that room.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it would be nice to be getting in the game with some cornerbacks and defensive backs that were really productive in the Power 5 or whatever, but for whatever reason, they're not able to do that. I don't know what the disconnect is, but I guess at least they're getting some warm bodies, some guys that can come in here and provide some depth. But it's just I'm almost at the point now where I just don't expect them to land any difference makers this year on the defensive side of the ball. It's hard to imagine that. They weren't able to make traction with hardly anybody as far as difference makers concerned in the winter months, and we're not really seeing a whole lot of traction at this point in the transfer portal. So, you know, we'll see. I just I'm almost ready to just kind of punt on defense this spring. I just don't – until we start seeing some traction, I don't see it happening.
Yeah. It feels like if they could just get one guy, there might be a little bit of a side effect there, and two or three guys might join them. But they can't get that one guy. They can't get one guy who's kind of a headliner or just, you know, a guy who has some a little bit of name value to come on board and join them. So until that happens, you know, I'm kind of with you on that. It's not the case on the offensive side of the ball where big names have joined up. We saw some of them in the spring game. We saw Kelly Akari and Kevin Coleman and Blake Shapen and those guys and what they were able to do. We weren't able to see Rashad Amos. We'll see him, I guess, this fall. And then the name that everybody's kind of following right now is Damian Martinez, the running back out of Oregon State, who, if his Instagram is any indication, had a pretty good time here in Starkville this past weekend, announced today that he had canceled one of his official visits to Kentucky. Robbie, we before he arrived in Starkville, we were saying, look, it's going to be Miami. That's the biggest competition for Mississippi State in this. He's now down. He's going to visit Miami, but Miami's going to visit him in home, and then he'll be down there this weekend. I will say this, from what I've heard from talking to some folks, Mississippi State is very, very much in the thick of this. Does that mean that that's where he's going to end up? No, because you just don't ever know, and Miami will certainly make a strong pitch to him. But Mississippi State has done everything I feel like they can possibly do to sell them on Mississippi State. And I feel like if he was going to decide today, State would really have a good chance to land
it. Yeah, I think that they're definitely in it. It feels like Miami is probably the team to beat here because he still has that visit coming up. He has ties to Miami. I think his agent is from Miami or something. So there's a lot of people that are around him that – would like for him to go to Miami. We'll see if they're able to survive that, but I do think that they made a big move with him this week. And getting one of those visits when he's canceled Kentucky, he canceled, was it Tennessee that he was mm-hmm. going to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, canceled that one, I think. Mississippi State was one of the places that he decided to go to, and they got, I think, the first visit out of him. So that, to me, is it says something. You would like for him not to take that Miami visit, but it looks like it's definitely going to happen. And he's a priority to them. I mean, and he is for State too, but Miami is going hard after this kid. They've made a couple of in-home visits with him. They're bringing him in on the official visit. So I would say they are the team to beat, but you know, if they survive that visit, he's still wide open. We'll see what happens. But just the fact that they got him here, they've been able to show him the offense. They're making him think. I think that shows you what kind of weight that the Lebby offense and Jeff Lebby in particular holds. And I think they're going to be able to attract good running backs, good wide receivers, good quarterbacks while he is here at Mississippi State. And certainly off to a good start. We'll see if they're able to close and find either Martinez or somebody else that can come in here and help provide some really good experience, depth, talent to that running back group.
I did get to see one of my favorite tropes, one of my favorite things that message board people do that comes out of these, where the player is on a visit, but he was texting this other coaching staff the whole time he was here. Come on, guys. People actually believe that kind of stuff. Come on, guys. Seriously.
Has somebody reported that?
Yeah, one of the Miami sites did.
Yeah.
I know, right? I know. It's just annoying. So, all right. So that's where we are with football. You know, Willis in the boat, Brumfield in the boat. Martinez has his ticket to the boat. We'll see if it ends up there. It's crazy to think that you have a coach that's in his first year as a head coach, but I really feel like head coach is a big advantage for Mississippi State. Cristobal has just never delivered. It's hard to believe that there was one time with me, especially, where I thought Mario Cristobal might be the next head coach at Alabama. He might be the guy who succeeded Nick Saban, but he is just not. He's just not been great at Miami. He was okay at Oregon, you know, the short time he was there. But
I never even understood him getting that Oregon job. Like, he was terrible at, where was he? Florida Atlantic, Florida International.
Mm-hmm.
He was awful there. And I know he did, you know, he kind of did
he
his
a couple of bowl games, I think, but
he did his little rehabilitation act or whatever in between there. Went to Oregon. He was just never like super impressive at Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, Lanning has done much better.
Lanning's been way better.
Way better. So yeah, it's just
and he's got and he's playing in a conference that's not Murderer's Row in the ACC and has had two losing seasons in conference play in the ACC. So, and I think he has a losing record overall there. And they've invested a lot of money in him. They've given a lot of money to NIL, and nobody cares. Nobody's at their games. Miami just is not what it used to be. I know that they wanted to go out there and make a splash hire, and I think they were able to raise a lot of money to get Cristobal back to Miami, but it hasn't really resonated. They don't really seem to be moving the needle there. So, I don't know.
One last thing before we get out of football. As you just retweeted, Khalid Moore into the transfer portal. That's a guy we were hopeful for when he signed with Mississippi State. It's really something, by the way, and it shows you how little playing time these guys got under Arnett, that a lot of these guys are having to put practice video up as a highlight video. They don't have any game video of this guy whatsoever. That's just sad.
And you know, maybe they weren't good enough to get. I don't know.
Maybe they weren't, but it I don't know. It seems like there should have been an opportunity there. I mean, State played enough games that were out of control one way or the other for these guys to have gotten some more snaps. But
I just don't think it doesn't appear that the evaluation on these defensive guys were great.
Yeah.
Some of these guys that are going to port, you know, the guys that they're losing, like Caleb Bryant, and they're just not getting a whole lot of traction out there.
Yeah.
Luke Evans signed with Miami of Ohio.
Yeah. I mean, so you could say that about the offensive side of the ball, too. Simeon Price is still in the portal.
That's true.
I mean, there's not a lot of juice with some of the guys. I mean, there's no question at this point, after watching last season and after everything we've seen, that the recruiting efforts of the previous staffs were not great. They just weren't. And, you know, that's one of the things that Lebby has brought is a little juice and a little excitement to the recruiting trail. You know, they just didn't have it before. Just last year, if you didn't have Bumpus bringing in the receivers, what is last year's class? Year. You know, it's not great. So,
no.
Good stuff. If these guys can't play, you got to move on. And that's pretty simple. You know, at the time they signed, yeah, I thought they could be quality players from Mississippi State. It has not panned out that way for them. So, wish Khalid Moore the best of luck and see wherever he ends up. Such as his interests don't conflict with ours.
Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure we're on the same page there. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. And yeah, I like steak. Not exactly a news flash there. And I think you like it too. That's probably, I would imagine at least 90% of our listeners are big steak guys and steak gals. So why not just make that happen? This weekend, the weather's going to be fantastic. Fire up the grill. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef. So many great options for you to choose from at your local grocery stores. You know, you don't have to enough to always be a ribeye. It doesn't always have to be a filet. There's a lot of great steak options out there that are fantastic on the grill. And you'll enjoy each and every one of them. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. Our friend Will Gilmer was at Two Brothers on Sunday. And he had the prime rib po' boy, Robbie, and you're not going to believe this. He said it was fantastic.
Well, of course he did.
Who would have guessed such a thing? I want to know what he said. Well, he doesn't have the cows anymore. Might have been an awkward conversation.
Oh, he's done with the cows?
Yeah, he sold all the dairy cows.
Oh man,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you know,
so what does he do now? Like that was like,
I know
his whole Twitter existence was his farm.
I don't know. He's still a farmer, but he's not doing cows anymore.
Oh, okay, but still,
yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
I enjoyed
What is that conversation like when you go back and the cows are like, hey, did you have a great time? What did you eat? And you got to tell them you ate prime rib. You know, like, Like, what the hell?
Awkward.
Awkward, yeah, exactly. So that wasn't a problem. It's never a problem to enjoy a prime rib po' boy at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Perhaps I will do that or later this week. I could easily be talked into that situation. I'll make a grab some smoked Southern soul food at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 49 years. 49 years means one thing and one thing only. You can trust this business to deliver service after the sale. That if something goes wrong, they're only a phone call away. That they can be trusted to come out to fix your problems and do it quickly and in a friendly fashion. That's what everybody wants when they make a purchase. They want to know that the person who made the sale will stand behind it. That's what Advantage Business Systems has been doing for 49 years. How long ago was 49 years? That's 1970.
Half a century.
Oh, no, Robbie. That's 1975. That's
oh, no.
I was born.
Oh.
Oh, no.
My God.
Oh, no. Well.
Almost 50?
Yeah, I am almost 50.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I don't like doing this ad as much anymore. I may have to figure something out. So, it could be worse. I could already be 49. I'm not yet. I'm still 48. I'm still a very young, spry 48. Imagine being
for the love of God, cherish it.
Imagine being 49. That must be awful. Anyway, 662-362-9192. That's the number for Advantage Business Systems, or you can visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, if you're ever going to be in Starkville, when you are in Starkville, before you head to Davis Wade, before you head to the Hump, before you head to Duty Noble Field, you've got to head to Maroon & Co. You got to get yourself some new gear. You got to grab some of the unique stuff that you can only get at Maroon & Co. It's only right there. And, of course, I'm going to help you save a little money right now. The promo code is this, THUNDER15, 15% off all regular priced items. Some exclusions do apply. And, of course, you can also check out the Bulldog Initiative logo where there. You cannot get that anywhere else. So if you want to look like the coaches, if you want to support Mississippi State's Bulldog Initiative with a stylish polo or a cool pullover, you can do that with one trip to Maroon & Co. Let's keep the recruiting going, Robbie. And Mississippi State basketball goes, the portal has been kind of up and down for them this year. They've added a couple of key good pieces. They've lost some good pieces. But now they bring in another guy, and I guess we'll start with Keyshawn, I guess. Obviously, with Keyshawn, that's a Keyshawn Murphy announcing he is going to remove his name from the portal and stay at Mississippi State. You and I we've kind of gone back and forth on Keyshawn Murphy and what kind of contributor he can be for Mississippi State, but I think we will both agree keeping him better than losing him at this point. He is at absolute worst a good quality depth piece.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of know. We've seen him. We've seen the possibilities that he presents. It's just kind of been, can he stay locked in mentally? Is he going to be, okay with his role? That's always kind of been the thing with him. Like, he needs to be able to embrace whatever role he has, go out there and do it well. He's gotten caught up with the fact that he's not starting or he's not getting enough minutes. He got some bad advice last year and left for a couple of weeks. And I thought that really did him no favors. Whoever was giving him that advice was not helping him out at all.
Right.
Do your job, finish the job. And if you want to leave after the season, you do that. But I don't think you gain anything by leaving the team. But that's what he did. Kudos to him for coming back and being a good teammate there late in the year, and he provided some good moments for you. I thought he had some good moments in that Ole Miss game. He's not – I think people have tried to make him to be something he has not shown at this point. He's been hyped up to be something bigger than what he's shown so far. And while he has a lot of that potential, I just feel like, let's see it first.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a big depth piece for you. If you have some trouble with Cam Matthews getting in foul trouble, this is a guy that you can, I think, count on coming in, giving you some good minutes. It's never a bad thing to have a piece like this on the bench. I don't foresee him beating out Cam Matthews. And We talked about that. We argued about that a few times last year, but Cam's going to be a four. He's not going to play the three. Mm-hmm. And Keyshawn's going to play the four. Mm-hmm. So he probably will be backing up Cam Matthews, but there's plenty of minutes for him to take there. I think he's still going to be a major contributor for State, and this is just a good guy to have in your on your roster that's been here now for several years, because people get so caught up with, like, they get upset about running it back with players. You need some guys that have been in the system now for two or three years. You don't need to constantly be turning your roster over. It would be nice to be able to develop some players and have some continuity there, and that's what you get with Keyshawn Murphy.
So Murphy still on the roster, and then you bring in another guard, Claudell Harris Jr. First off, what percentage of men under the age of 75 do you think are named Claudell?
It's old Claudell over there.
I mean,
if I walked into the Hardee's, you know, in Louisville,
mm-hmm. about 6:30 a.m.
7:30 a.m.
Yeah. There's at least one
there
Claudell
to get me some biscuits and gravy. Mm-hmm. Mr. Claudell would be sitting over there with.
I agree with
Mr.
that.
Jimmy Johnson and
Tommy
drinking
Thompson,
coffee.
My best friend Bo.
Yes.
Okay. So, but again, he's like that age. This may be the youngest Claudell in America.
My grandmother's name was Claudette.
That is a very good old school name. Like Claudell, was Claudell a Ledbetter? Was there a Ledbetter named Claudell?
That sounds like it might be. Let's see.
Let's see. What were the names of the Claudell? Claude.
Claude.
Yeah. Ardell, Burnell, Raynell, WL, Linnell, Odell, Marcel, Nudine, Claude, and Clovis.
Just if you're out there and you haven't if you've never listened to Jerry Clower, please just go indulge yourself for like 15 minutes.
Look, he does a great joke about him playing football at Mississippi State that is just so.
I guess Alabama?
Yeah. It's like, yep. Just wait here. He'll be back in a minute. It's such a funny story. Anyway, Claude. But Claudell Harris Jr. might be the youngest Claudell in America is what I'm trying to get at. Averaged 14 points a game last year for Boston College, just under 4 rebounds per game. The year before, Robbie, 17 points per game for them. Shot 46% from the floor and 33% from behind the arc. Last year, up to 37% from the arc, but his two-point shooting took a tumble down to 41%. State has got as good a backcourt depth right this second as anybody, you know, with Clary, Hubbard, and Harris. That's a very solid trio. That is a better trio than Rams Davis, Shaq Moore, and Josh Hubbard. I mean, there's just no around that. These are two
you
guys.
Change.
They played at the Power Five level. These aren't guys right. Coming in from Mercer or Florida International. These are guys who played in the ACC and the Big Ten. These guys we're talking about.
Yeah, this to me is a really good pickup. And you have this guy, Clary, and Josh Hubbard. You've taken a lot of pressure off of Josh Hubbard moving forward. Mm-hmm. You're no longer relying on him to just get hot for your offense to be able to do anything. If he's having a bad night, Harris can hit a couple of threes for you. Clary can hit a couple of threes for you. I mean, this guy hit 7 three-pointers in a game this year against Lehigh. So he has the ability to really get hot in ball games. Several games this year had 5 or more threes. So, you know, I think the offense is changing before our eyes now. And Chris Jans is starting to get some guys in here that can really shoot the basketball. And I don't think it's a situation like Eric Reed where, you know, it was kind of fool's gold. I think this dude's really good. And I think he can really help you out next year. So the guard position for Mississippi State right now looks great. I think they're in great position at the guard spot. It's just finding that small forward, the center. I mean, they got a couple of spots now they still need to fill, and they need to get a really good center in here. And this team could be in for some good things next year. And you're not looking at, you know, possible rebuilding year or something like that.
Yeah, like I said, they still need a three. They needed another 5 to go with Nwoko. But at that point, you're kind of done. And you know, you've got the scoring, the bulk of the scoring, you've got these guys in the backcourt. You can play small if you want to, especially Cam Matthews is a guy you can trust to get rebounds, right? He's going to get his rebounds. If you get a good rebounding physical five, you can go small with Cam Matthews and a five and be okay, I think. So that's the next thing State's going to have to look for. They need a three who can give them some spacing, give them some shooting, but at the same time they're going to want a guy who can at least give them some of what DJ Jeffries was able to give on the other side of the ball defensively, and what he was able to give them ball handling and running the offense at times. So that's going to be a tough find, to find a guy who can do everything that DJ did defensively but can also give you 10 to 12 to 14 points per game. If they get a guy like that, they're going to be in really good shape. So it's just been kind of up and down with Jans in the portal. It feels like, you know, he'll get a guy and you're like, all right, now they're about to start, and then two or three guys, you know, they miss out on, and they get another guy, and that's just how it's been for him in his 2 years at Mississippi State. We'll see how it all pans out for him. And then on the women's side of the ball, they're able to pick up another transfer from Oklahoma State, guard Chandler Prater. You talked to her on Sunday. What did you think of her?
Yeah, I think a lot of potential there. She's done some really good things at Kansas, and then was really set for a big year last year at Oklahoma State, and just unfortunately had a Achilles injury in the fifth game of the season. And she had scored 10 points in 19 minutes against a really good Ohio State team, was having a good game, and all of a sudden the Achilles pops. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the toughest injuries you can have. It's usually close to a year to fully get back to 100%. And I've been told that she could be back in June, which would be great for Mississippi State, but it's just it's one of those deals where you're just going to have to see how she reacts to it. But it's kind of a if Sam Purcell can go out there and get even more help here, this could be, you know, a real gem for Mississippi State if they're able to get her back to 100% and she's able to really kind of come into her own. You just don't want to have to rely on this. Like, you don't want this to be your last guard that you pick up or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it is a risk to take a player like this that just had an Achilles injury. But she's very positive. She's very confident that she's going to come back stronger. She really loved her visit to Mississippi State. And this is a player that last year when she transferred from Kansas, Vic Schaefer was after her. Mm-hmm. She talked to me a little bit about Vic Schaefer, and you know, he was recruiting her a little bit last year at Texas. So, you know, she was a player that was kind of a hot commodity last year coming out of Kansas after having a good junior season. So the ability is there, the possibilities for her to have a good final year are there. You just don't know how she's going to react to this Achilles thing. So I like the possibilities there, but they definitely have more work to do in the transfer portal to get back to where they want to be. I mean, there's a lot of work to do for Sam Purcell.
Just got some more transfer news here for Mississippi State football. This one I hate. Mike Wright has entered the transfer portal. I was hoping he would stay. I know he would like to get the opportunities, but I just felt like he was like State's Jameis Winston, just the teammate that everybody loved. Did a good job bringing guys in. I thought he was helpful in that. But I understand why you would move on. I think he wants a chance to play. So I get it. So I hate that though. I like Mike. Yeah. I feel like he did the best.
It's going to take three injuries for him to get in the game pretty much at this point. And like, I don't blame him. I mean, he was competing for a starting job last year.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering what okay. I'm looking in our friend group text here that I'm in. I was wondering why this Arnett tweet is making the rounds today.
I don't know.
Man just lied to us straight up. Let me read it.
Okay.
This is from our old friend Theo DeRosa, now working for MLB.com. Zach Arnett says what State will do in the passing game will heavily mirror, that's a quote, what it did for the past 3 years under Mike Leach. To call it a, quote, drastic change, quote, Arnett says, would be, quote, foolish, quote. Well, fool me once, Zach. Shame on you.
Well, here's the thing. Last year, you and I were both accused for lying to people about Zach Arnett. We weren't lying. We were probably overly optimistic. No, we were definitely overly optimistic about Zach Arnett. But I specifically remember him saying that, and you and I both called BS on it.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both said, no, this is not like the air raid. There might be some air raid concepts in it, but let's be honest, this is a different offense than the air raid. And it was indeed a very different offense. That's one thing you and I did say initially, Zach Ardett was BSing on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why he did that either.
Yeah. I mean,
not the air raid.
At the end of the day, when you're the head coach, you can do whatever you want. He could have just come out and been like, yeah, you know, I appreciate what Coach Leach did, but I think with this offense and what we've got, I feel like we need to make a move to a little bit more of a pro-style kind of attack. It's not like we're going to stop throwing the football. We're not going to be running the ball 80 times a game. But I want to change some of the concepts that we use. I feel like that's going to help us be more successful. Nobody's going to say anything to you. They're just going to be like, well, he's the head coach. Do what you want. Instead, oh, well.
What a disaster year that was.
Oh, really rough. Really rough. Oh, well. It is what it is.
Like, I feel like State is so much more structured and it just feels like so much more stable.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Lebby's never coached a game before.
I talked to a friend. I talked to a source and said the words, this team is better coached right now than it ever was at any point last year.
It's crazy.
Man, it's one spring. So, I mean, I feel like that guy's not BSing me either. So, we'll see. All right. Tomorrow shows the rumblings. You know what to do. Get us your questions. We're happy to answer them. And I wonder how many questions we're going to have. Have you watched Dynasty yet?
No, I've not.
All right.
I need to.
When I tell you.
I need to get your password.
Yeah. When I tell you that Ospreay versus Danielson delivered over the hype, I'm not fooling you. I'm not pulling your leg. We will get a lot of questions about that match.
Well, I mean, I'm not shocked in the least.
I was. I was surprised. I was like, this is – I knew
– like somehow it exceeded your expectations.
Yes. Yes. That's how I would put it. So it was a really good card. I thought it was good. So, all right. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Adad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.